Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders as my guest today, who you're absolutely going to love. Change agents and legacy builders across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in true transparency and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And the Define Your Path podcast is absolutely no different. It all starts in the mind. Will you be the captain or the crew is the question. So today's spotlight is with Art Geiser. Art, let me tell you guys about Art. He is the creator of Energetic NLP and is a gifted healer and intuitive. He created Energetic NLP to provide rapid, easy, and powerful ways for people to unleash themselves so you can let go of those limiting beliefs and old energetic programming, which no longer serves you. He is infamous for his innate sense of fun, which I've already experienced, his mischievous way of training, and his lighthearted approach. For the last 38 years, Art has studied intensively with a diverse group of spiritual teachers, intuitives, and healers, including John Friedlander, author and teacher John Fulton, founder of Asclepion, Joseph Martinez, former president of the Philippine Psychic Healers Association of America, and John Norman. He currently lives in Los Angeles and San Francisco. I'm feeling a little jealous here. And has clients in the US, UK, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, and South America, folks. Let me tell you, this is an amazing man. You are going to love him. Art, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm feeling really good about myself. That was a great introduction.
Well, you should. And I meant absolutely every word. You know, as we've gotten to know each other, I'm looking forward to my audience hearing your story and just being empowered from it, you know, how you faced your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose. And I think what you do is absolutely phenomenal, and how you do it even more important. So in our podcast, we love to keep it simple. So here are two questions for you. How have you defined your path, and how do you help others define theirs? So Art, the spotlight is yours, my friend.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say, I love at the beginning when you talked about not outside the box thinking, but with, what, how'd you put it, with no box thinking? I forget how you said it.
Yes, think without a box.
Mm-hmm. Think without a box. I really love that. And it fits what I'm about to tell. So I was somebody, when I got in high school, I got very adventuresome. And people were always like, not sure what I was going to do next kind of thing. But then I graduated college, and I was one of those people who had no idea what I wanted to do when I grew up. And I had a degree in biology. So even though I had minimal qualifications, I applied to be a researcher at the University of California Medical School in San Francisco. And I was absolutely sure they weren't going to hire me, but they did. And I ended up managing that lab for many years. So I do, even though I'm out there in woo-woo land in some ways, I'm also a very logical person. And like I did research for 11 years. Mm-hmm. And I didn't belong there, but I thought, well, I'll do this for a little while.
Right.
And another year and another year and another year. And I got incredibly stuck.
Incredibly stuck. And I know about that.
And every other part, I mean, I had love. Every part of my life was great, except and I was proud of what I did. We were working on the effects of estrogen and progesterone on the different tissues in a woman's body. So it was important work. I could have lunch and listen to Nobel laureates. Some of you may know Watson and Crick, who discovered the structure of DNA. I heard them both. And, you know, there were a lot of incredible things, but I didn't belong there. And I knew I didn't belong there. And I knew it wasn't it wasn't really how I could use my gifts. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what to do. And what I didn't realize is I had developed this internal reality that kept me stuck. Mm-hmm. And that internal reality was, I felt like, well, I've settled for less. And whatever I do next has to be successful. So, of course, I was afraid to try anything next, because if that was also, I mean, I was successful at one point. You know, I mean, if it didn't feel like I was really right for me, then it meant I was some kind of failure. And I just built up this whole story around it, which I know is what people do. And somebody like you have gotten me unstuck in the session, but I didn't have anybody like you in my life. And, you know, and my friends, family, people wouldn't even bring it up because they knew I was really stuck. And in fact, they give you a 10-year pin at the university. All the people in the office, if you give it to me publicly, I'll kill you. And then I smiled. They gave me this. I went, okay. But then I went to this talk on intuition, because I'd always been interested in science, but also powers of the unconscious mind, ESP, telepathy. I knew all of that was real, but I hadn't really studied it. And I went to this talk on intuition, and it was just okay. But they had a table, and they were selling books, and they had a break. So I went out in the hallway, and I saw a bulletin board, sat many years ago, a bulletin board with flyers on it.
What's that?
And people are going, what's a flyer? A piece of paper, you put text on it, put it on a wall. And they're very pretty. And I read one, and it said neuro-linguistic programming. And when I read the words, it literally felt like a bolt of lightning hit me on top of the head and went down my midline.
Wow.
And the scientist in me was going, what was that? And the mystic in me went, what do you think it was? It was a sign. But I'm not sure what to do with this. And I walked back in. So I'm looking at the table with all the books on it, and every book was on intuition except for one book. Mm-hmm. And it was on neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. And I thought, okay, that's two times in about 3 minutes. Like, okay. I bought it, and my life changed. It gave me a whole new way of looking at things. And I started studying at the NLP Center for Advanced Studies, which at the time was in Marin County, which is just north of San Francisco on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge. And you throw a rock in Marin County and you hit a yoga teacher, a psychic, a healer, a coach, a therapist. And so the people I was studying with, there were several of them that were into energy work, and they started teaching me about spirituality and energy work. And then I met my first phenomenal teachers and discovered I could do healing, and I could do energy work, and I could do psychic things. And for a while, I'd been afraid to try it, because the old story was that only a few special people have these gifts. And I was afraid, what if I'm not one of them? You know, because I so much wanted it, that I was afraid to even try it. Which I could say, I mean, I had been really adventuresome, but I got stuck. And then when I discovered I could do it, I was like, oh, I am one of those special people. And then I discovered I was wrong.
Mm.
I was completely wrong, because everybody can do it. It's not everybody's interest. It's not everybody's path. But everybody was born with spiritual abilities, including abilities to work with earth and universal energies, to transform things energetically, to do miraculous things. Again, like I say, it's not everybody's path. It's not everybody's interest. But I do like to let people know, if you're at all interested, you can do it. Everybody can do it. So.
Oh my goodness. All right. There's so much there. First of all, thank you for showing. And see, folks, see that humor was coming out, because I couldn't stop laughing. You said there were two things that I want to pull out of this first part before we pivot and talk about how you help others define their path. And one, you said when you were at the university, which I had a similar experience, so that really resonated with me, you realized that that was not your purpose. You weren't meant to be there. It wasn't your sole purpose. And then the other piece, you know, you were talking about just facing your fears and pivoting, and those synchronicities, those signs that came to help you. Can we talk a little bit more about that? Because so many people, they feel something, right? Mm-hmm. Where, but that they can't or don't identify as that thing telling, that intuition telling them, hey, you're in the wrong place. You should probably start exploring something else. And they miss the signs and those synchronicities. Let's elaborate on that a little bit more.
Yeah. And I want to add to what I said there, because on one level, it was true that I didn't belong there. But I think, and I think you have similar beliefs, I think everything in our life is part of our spiritual path.
Yes.
And my being stuck there, and for all of you, my friend John Friedlander that I've mentioned is amazing psychic, spiritual person. I remember him many years ago going, you don't get it, Art. And I go, what? And he goes, every stupid thing you have ever done has advanced humanity.
Yes.
And I didn't believe it. You know, so we're all part of an unfolding. And for some reason, that was part of my path. But I was right in that that isn't where I was supposed to remain.
Yes.
It was a whole other area that was supposed to open. And somehow, one led to the other. And in terms of signs, I think one, I'm a great believer in that there's a saying from, I think it was Niels Bohr, was one of the great quantum physicists, said something to the effect of, because he said it in conversation, so people have slightly different versions of it. Mm-hmm. You know something is a deep truth because the opposite is also probably true. Mm-hmm. So we have so many paradoxes in our life. And one sign is if you are deeply unhappy with your work or if you feel like you're not where you should be, pay attention to that. But don't do what I did, which is use it as a way to erode my confidence.
Mm.
You know, now I tell somebody, well, that's great. So now you're on a quest. And one of my mentors in NLP was a woman named Leslie Cameron Bandler, who a lot of people don't know her now because she retired back in 1985. But she was one of the developers of NLP, an amazing, amazing woman. And she would just come up with these things off the cuff. And I was at a workshop with her once, and she goes, well, there's two ways of learning. One is, and this is like a very male energy way to do it. And she called it make it come true. Mm-hmm. You know what you want. You figure out the steps to get there, and you make it happen. But there's this whole other thing that's the quest. And the quest is when you know something's out there, but you don't know what it is. So what you're doing is you're on a quest. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not time to make something come true. It's time to seek, to adventure, to learn.
Yes.
And I have shared that over the last 30 years or so with so many people. And it just is transformative when you realize, oh, I need to be on a quest. Mm-hmm. So for any of you that are feeling stuck, that's wonderful. Embrace the quest and get curious about what's possible.
I love it.
After I discovered NLP, I didn't immediately quit my job because I had vacation time. I had money to pay for my very expensive classes.
All those life things, right?
Yeah, traveling and doing all this. And I would tell people, well, I'm not going to quit this job and get some temp job. This is my school job now. So for everybody listening, yes, for some people, it's about leap off the cliff and the wings appear. And for others of us, you progress. Mm-hmm. But then if you're feeling stuck, embrace that, be happy about it, and just get curious about what else is it possible for me. And maybe it will be a side thing. You know, maybe it won't be your main career. There's nothing wrong with not doing your authentic work, which is why I felt like I was creating a sin. You know, it's fine if it's a choice, you know.
No.
Your reactions to any of that?
That was so good, Art. And so I felt every word you said, and it was like, okay, was Art living my reality? But it's so many of us go through that same thing, you know. And you know, I was one of those who you know, I'd jump off cliffs and then sprout the wings. But, you know, just understanding that there's no one way, you know, is what I'm hearing in your story and, you know, and just kind of reconciling my own with yours there's no one way. It's just, you know, the way is to try, you know, to jump out on that quest. So let's pivot to the second question, because we could stay on this first one like all day. But the second question, how do you help others define theirs? And you already kind of started talking about that, I think, and giving some words of wisdom. So share with us how you work with them, your clients and your energetic NLP.
Well, something that's for people who know NLP, energetic NLP is different than NLP. It combines energy and spiritual principles and intuition. One of the things that it's a strength and a weakness of NLP is you treat everything as being created either by your conscious or unconscious mind or your physiology, which is very empowering. It's just not 100% true. Mm-hmm. We're just unconsciously programmed. We're energetically and spiritually programmed.
Yes.
That comes from our parents. It comes from our ancestors. It comes from other people. You know, if you believe in past lives, it comes from past lives. And a lot of times, the reason people can't find what's right for them is they've got not only unconscious programming to work on, and that needs to be worked on, but they have all this energetic programming or family programming that keeps getting in the way. Mm-hmm. So for everybody, when you learn how to clear other people's energy out of your energy field, because it gets stuck in there.
Yes.
And not because it's negative or bad, it's because it's theirs and it's their thoughts and their truth, not your truth. So it's hard to find your own truth when there's all this programming running around in you. So one of the key things I do with people is help them start clearing out other people's energy and programming from them. And so we work on conscious limiting beliefs. We work on unconscious limiting beliefs and programming. But we also go through the chakras and the energy field and heal and release programming that's either not yours or doesn't belong in present time. Either, either it's because it was something from childhood, but it doesn't fit anymore. This is just my read of people. I think for most people, over 90% of the energy in their energy field isn't theirs.
Right.
And ideally, in my opinion, you want somewhere to 50 to 80% to be yours. I mean, you know, it doesn't need to be 100% yours, but you don't want other people's energy distorting your goals. It's like one of the things I do with people is teach them how to take other people's energy out of their goals and bring in energies that make it authentic. And then often it may subtly transform the goals, or they may, sometimes the goals just go away and you realize. So like I remember a friend that I grew up with, and we weren't close friends, we were friends, and our moms were friends. And so I'd hear reports, you know, his mother to my mother to me. And I knew he'd graduated law school and passed the bar and stuff. So I ran into him and went, "Hey, congratulations. You know, you must be really happy." And he goes, "I'm miserable." And I go, "Why?" And he goes, "I finally realized being a lawyer was my father's dream, not my dream." You know? You saw that coming, I could tell.
Yes.
So one of the things I do, but also we work with karma, spiritual contracts. There's all these things that distort what you think is possible for you, but also what you think you should be doing or could be doing or want to be doing or need to be doing. And then as you get in touch with your authentic energy and your authentic self, then we open up guidance from your spirit and from your deep inner human wisdom. And then again, your goals, they may only shift a little bit, but it's sort of like Olympic athletes. They shift something a little bit and it's a difference between gold medal and no medal, you know. And other people, it's like all of a sudden they realize like, wow, I don't even really want that, you know, but I know what I want now.
Right. You know, that's it. It's that whole that social cultural programming. I know we talk about it all the time as you hear people talk about authentic self, you know, but there's so much to that. And it's the truth. I feel it's what keeps our blinders on, you know, allows us to keep wearing those masks that aren't, you know, ourselves. And I chuckled when you were sharing the story about the attorney, because literally I had a student, you know, when I was teaching at Indiana University. And she got to her senior year and discovered she couldn't stand the sight of blood, fainted in a lab. It was on the pre-med track, you know? So we had to go through a process. And really, that's kind of where, you know, my whole story started with, you know, defining paths.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You know, I love what you're sharing here, Art, about, because it's not just, you know, some people just work solely with purpose, you know, helping people figure that out. But you're right. It's the whole person, you know, it's that whole mind, body, you know, soul connection, the spirit flowing through that we don't, culture does not teach us to address, you know, and just over the past several decades, you know, we've been getting more and more into it. And I think as life happens, like COVID, it's becoming even more and more apparent and a bigger thing. So for those people who think woo-woo or mystic or what have you, help debunk the fears people may face. Help them embrace those fears and make them their ally, like I just say.
So a couple of things. One is, and I'll explain this by a story. I was presenting at a Mind, Body, Spirit Festival in San Francisco once, and then I had a booth. And this man comes up to me, and remember, I was managed a research lab for 11 years. And he goes, well, there's no scientific evidence for any of this. And I went, actually, there's a great deal of scientific evidence done in the US, UK. A lot was done in Russia and other countries. And I go, and some of it's really excellent double-blind studies. So there's a lot of scientific evidence. And then he goes, so first he said there wasn't any. Then he goes, well, but none of that research is any good. And I went, well, a minute ago, you didn't know it exists. Now you magically know that none of it's any good. That's called a superstition. And he made a face and walked off. But there's a wonderful book called An End to Upside Down Thinking by Mark somebody, Grodin or something. But there aren't that many books in into upside down thinking. And it's the perfect book. It's really good. It's easy to read. It's fast, but it's packed. And I think he was like in finance or something, and he was curious about all this, and he started studying the research. And it's a really great book. And there are Nobel Prize winners in science and stuff who believe in all this. And there's incredible evidence that our thoughts affect other people and for telepathy. In fact, I laugh now because we know from science now that our bodies and our brains and our hearts put out energy fields. I mean, that's science. Now, they're not necessarily talking about the same energy spectrum that I am, but the fact that we create and generate energy is science. Mm-hmm. So when people go, well, I don't believe in energy fields, I'll kind of go like, what's your relationship with gravity? Red is sunburn. It's the infrared rays that you cannot see that burn you. Do you have a phone? Can you see the microwaves? I just like people to know, like, don't let somebody go, oh, it's all superstition and woo-woo. Now, some of it is, of course. But I was a medical researcher. Some medicine is superstitious and woo-woo, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I first started, there were still doctors who didn't believe that emotions had anything to do with your health. Mm-hmm. And I just going, people have only known that for, like, 40,000 years, 5,000 years easy, you know. Uh-huh. It's like, how can you even think that's logical? But I do want people to know is a lot of their problem with woo-woo is programming, because we're programmed, and I don't think this is bad or wrong. All societies that I know of are hierarchical, and mm-hmm. they're all don't believe your truth, believe our truth. And, right. and I think that's bad or wrong. That's human societies. So we are so programmed not to connect with our spirit and our inner wisdom, not to find our own truth, that as soon as you start doing it, it's like, like an antivirus kind of thing, and you try to gobble it up and block from it. So, but the bottom line, there is tons of scientific evidence. It's hard to get it published. Weirdly enough, Soviet Union and Russia, apparently they put, you know, I've had people from there go, oh, yeah, there's a lot published in Russia. For some reason, I'm not afraid of it. And they even work on energy machines and stuff and some wild. I worked with some Russian scientists, some wild stuff. But the bottom line is, it's real. Are all the theories real? Yeah. In my classes, I make people take the energetic NLP pledge, which is that they won't believe anything I tell them. And I go, I don't believe what I'm telling you. This is what I think. today. I made up a term, beliefs du jour. I go, this is my beliefs, my thoughts at the moment. And I go, I don't want you to believe them. I just want you to explore them. And my goal is to connect more with your spiritual information, your inner wisdom, which will be better than anybody can teach you. But what teachers do is they can help open the door so you can find your own truth.
No. Right, right. And you help bring forth what I like to say, the conscious intuition. Oh,
yeah.
Art, I could talk to you all day. Oh, my goodness. I wish we had more time. I want to give you the opportunity to share any other words of wisdom, thoughts that you might have that we may have missed.
Well, just that for anybody, if this resonates with you at all, do start learning about energy. It is such a huge factor in your life. And you almost want to learn it. Well, I'm trying to think of a good way to say this, but you know, it's just like with psychology. Some people get into it just for the power aspects of it. So if you get into it just for the power aspects of it, that's a dangerous game. But if you do it with some compassion and integrity and spirituality, and if you're not attached to being right, if you be an explorer and adventurer and go, like I'll tell people in my programs, like, you can be as skeptical as you want, just be openly skeptical and let's see what happens,
I love it.
It's not, I have nothing against faith healing, but I go, it's not faith healing. Explore it. See what you discover, So that's, and for anybody this resonates, explore it. It makes life endlessly fascinating because it just gets more and more interestingly beautiful and complex, but in a wonderful way.
Absolutely. And it's that key to inspired living. So, Art, thank you so much for being our spotlight today. Audience, yes, please. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited to have you here. And just this was so fascinating and eye-opening. And I love how you bring just the practicality and you just break it down for folks, to make it so clear and not so daunting. So thank you so much for being here, Art.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you for the work you're doing in the world. I think it's so important. And I think what you're doing with women and with men, but so much of it is for empowering women. And that's, we guys need you women to be empowered. Save us from our tendencies.
I absolutely adore you. Thank you for saying that. We are just trying to empower, that everyday, ordinary, extraordinary person, and particularly women leaders, help them step into their rights. So I really appreciate that. Audience, I want you to follow Art on social media. What's the best way, Art, for them to connect?
My website's energeticnlp.com, but really the best thing, if they go to blockbuster7.com, so one word, blockbuster, the number 7.com, I have free rapid, that's like four videos over 4 days, and it'll take you through processes to clear unconscious and energetic blocks. And he says humbly, I get incredible feedback from it. So it's free. That's the best way to get introduced.
Wonderful. Ugh. Brilliant. Okay, so folks, we'll also have Art's information, his full bio, and how to connect with him on the Define Your Path podcast platform on the Business Innovators Radio Network. So I want you to be sure to follow him, reach out to him, check out those videos, and be sure to visit our virtual home. We're getting ready to have some changes, so it's going to be even more amazing and help you define your path more clearly and get to where you need to be a part of our family. So check us out at definingpaths.online. I'd like to thank, again, the Business Innovators Radio Network and our producer, Mike Saunders, for their amazing support and assurance that we can continue to bring you quality, life-giving, and changing, inspiring conversations as the one we just had today with Art. So I'm Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you, folks, and define your path so that you may be your own boss in mind, body, soul, and business. And we'll see you next week. Thanks again, Art.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.